grassroots movement impacting national policy. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
Ideas that are born on a tractor seat, in the dairy parlor, in that farm office, of identifying not only the problems, but more importantly, what are the solutions?
State Farm bureaus across the country are holding their annual meetings around this time of year, setting their policy for 2022. American Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Affairs Sam Kiefer recently spoke at the Tennessee Farm Bureau Convention. He says what happens at the state level has major implications at the national level, too.
The process of Farm Bureau, the County Farm Bureau annual meeting, the State Farm Bureau annual meeting, I love watching it. I love watching, men and women with dirt under their fingernails exercise that First Amendment right to petition the government for redress of grievances, to say, here's what you ought to do. If you want to represent me, here is the playbook from the agricultural perspective. And Farm Bureau does that well. Tennessee Farm Bureau does that well. County Farm Bureaus are all an important process in making sure that no matter what level of government we're interacting with, that we are conveying the best possible solution at this point in time, given the information available to us, that this is what farmers and ranchers agree on.
Kiefer says as they gauge in a more partisan political climate, remaining nonpartisan is crucial because everyone is impacted by agriculture.
But agriculture and Farm Bureau is still bringing people together. We're still working on a bipartisan basis, and let's face it, we have to. If we don't, shame on us. Food brings people together. Agriculture does as well. And what it is that we do is to work with the men and women in office and men and women in the administration to make sure that they understand what they're doing, how it's going to impact agriculture.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.